第13項關注競爭條例實施對樓宇維修工程圍標的執法，文件編號108/2014，就歡迎競爭事務委員會行政總監行動李賢先生、競爭事務委員會經理競爭事務梁明智先生、競爭事務委員會主任公共事務羅麗明女士、警務處西區副指揮官簡啟恩先生、警務處西區警民關係主任程志仁先生。文件就是由張國軍、葉國謙、陳學峰、盧義恆和蕭嘉儀議員提交的。等啲嘉賓坐低先啊。好，提交文件嘅同事有冇補充？張君彥，
係，唔該主席。大廈維修咧，對我哋中西區嚟講咧，係非常之重要，因為我哋私樓區好多樓都要進行維修，亦都牽涉好龐大嘅金錢。當即係呢一個招標。是一個即係用個天使啦，因為可以提供一個好公平嘅平台俾大家出價競爭。但係即係伴隨住而嚟嘅咧，就係、是、魔鬼咧，就係圍標啦。咁啊，圍標呢樣嘢咧，令到我哋好多居民咧，坦白講係好難抵擋，因為大家都唔係行內人，亦都好少呢個大廈維修嘅經驗。喺現行嘅制度同法例之下咧，其實不論係警方啊、廉政公署啊，其實可以做嘅嘢咧。是並不多，很多時都幫不到我們的居民。就算在近年來我們見到在我們社會上在坊間上我們有人去號召搞一些大遊行啊，其實即對件事呢是沒辦法解決到，只是一種即是表態的形式。有些的大廈呢可能就說即透過更換法團跟住呢就宣布就話呢個反圍標嘅勝利，其實亦都係根本上對件事呢係冇一個實質嘅幫助，因為就算你換咗個法團都好，其實合約仲喺度簽咗，嗰個法律責任依然呢係需要各個嘅小業主呢大家要去承擔。所以呢我諗喺呢個競爭條例通過即係呢個通過咗之後呢，對我哋嘅居民嚟講可以話呢希望係嚟緊嘅一個可以幫到我哋嘅一個平台。因為睇嚟喺競爭條例之下呢呢一個嘅大廈圍標呢係可以透過呢個條例呢係可以呢係受到調查啦、懲處啦，可以呢係解決呢個問題。咁我哋入咗呢份文件亦都睇過即係幾個部門，包括即係呢一個嘅競爭事務委員會佢哋即係佢哋嘅一個答覆啦。但係而家點我都希望可以清楚知道呢，就係話究竟即係當呢、這、一個準備工作做好，話喺2015年即係上半年度開始係即係準備工作實施啦嘅時候，究竟呢一個嘅大廈維修圍標呢一個對我哋即係香港社會一個影響非常之大嘅呢一個嘅問題呢，喺競委會裏面究竟會唔會係一個重點嘅開頭嘅工作呢？即係當你哋係會關注呢個超級市場、關注呢個油站，但係另外呢一個未必係大公司，但是呢好多嘅小老虎圍住我哋嘅法團去咬嘅時候呢，究竟你哋喺開展嘅工作嘅時候呢一、這個會唔會係你哋嘅重點呢？同埋喺如果你哋係會喺呢方面做工作嘅話，究竟喺嚟緊嘅開展嘅時間裏面，你哋會唔會落去社區裏面同我哋一齊去合作，例如係教啲大廈點樣去認識呢個反呢、這個嘅即係呢個嘅競爭條例咩叫圍標，咩情況之下佢哋應該做啲乜嘢喺教育方面？呢一方面你會唔會同即係我哋或者其他團體合作，係做好呢個香港呢一個反圍標嘅呢一個嘅行動咧？唔該，主席。
好，唔該，張委員。介唔介意我不如就一併開放，就慳翻啲時間話。好，咁有冇其他同事有提問嘅？請一併舉手。係啦，可以就住呢個問題。如果冇嘅，不如就先請競委會嗰邊幫手解答一下個問題先好嘛？
Well, thanks very much for the questions and for inviting us here today. First question was whether it would be a priority for the Commission to look into bid rigging. The Commission operates under the Competition Ordinance and first probably serves to quickly define what bid rigging is under that ordinance. The Competition Ordinance is concerned with economic crimes, so the focus on bid rigging in the ordinance is the agreement between potentially two contractors to rig a bid. It won't deal with other associated activity that relates to that, which the Independent Commission Against Corruption and the police
mention in their responses to the council in terms of potential criminal activity. It just deals with the economic element of bid rigging. Insofar as it does, we have released draft guidelines late last week on Thursday, setting out our view of how the competition ordinance works. Bid rigging is one of the potential contraventions of the first conduct rule, and we make it clear there that we consider bid rigging to be serious anti-competitive conduct. That there's no doubt in our view that bid rigging, and so that is an agreement between people who should be competing to either not bid or to insert a fake bid or a cover bid so that someone else wins a contract, is a serious contravention of the ordinance. Insofar as that sort of behaviour is serious, it's also considered by the Commission to have potential to very much harm consumers, and here we have a directed group of consumers in any given bid rigging case. The priorities that the Commission has already released in relation to what sort of conduct it will pursue refer to substantial harm to consumers and or businesses and or impact on Hong Kong economy. Now, the Commission is obviously going to look at a variety of different behaviours in the marketplace. So we're not going to say we're going to prioritise one form of behaviour over another form of behaviour, and certainly not at this stage. That will be a decision for the Commission. The Commission will be releasing enforcement priorities next year, but you can say that any conduct that is considered serious anti-competitive conduct, and we certainly understand the concerns in the community about bid rigging in relation to the renovation projects, is certainly something we are paying attention to. You asked next whether we would be teaching the owners' corporations. My understanding is there's a number of existing programs in place, so it probably ties a little bit with how to address bid rigging as a whole, and your third question, which is about cooperating with other agencies and authorities. We do feel that there is real benefit in tackling issues where you have multiple players and different sorts of conduct, to work with other relevant authorities such as the Hong Kong Police or the Independent Commission Against Corruption, and we certainly hope when the ordinance comes into effect we'll be in a position to do so. In a sense, the competition ordinance is another tool to help combat bid rigging. I hope that helps.
Oh. 有沒有其他議員有提問的? 陳志貴議員。
多謝主席。 我覺得這個問題其實都影響很多法團、很多大廈，所以我希望政府有關的部門在這方面能夠提供多些協助、多些資訊給我們有關的法團，特別譬如可以有個初步的估計，我知道現在有些部門提供了這個，譬如要做這個大廈維修初步要做些什麼。 大概的費用是多少，這可以給大家一個參考，譬如有些什麼專業人士，或者要步驟怎樣，如果越多這些資訊給我們的法團的時候，等它做起來的時候能夠有一個比較快捷、有一個正確的方向，這個是可以減少有些市場一些不法分子操控了那個既是做那個顧問又是做那個承判那樣東西。
整個情況我覺得都是一個很大的問題，因為這是一個很大的生意，所以就很渴望政府有關部門多些資訊、多些協助我們的法團和大廈。徐喜，看到2013年9月有一個叫復安居計劃防罪措施，其實是一個很 好事，不過問題就是到現在已經差不多成年了，這個所謂的復安居計劃的防罪措施有沒有檢討過什麼成效呢？成年裡面有沒有所謂成功的個案？好，郭英宇。主席，其實競委會的成立可以說對我們一些小業主 或者社會上都有期望的，因為那個圍標的問題或者在維修裏面所出現的情況，作為現在的業主法團，他本身的知識或者財力好，他們都是明知被人鋸，明知在這樣的所謂的造價的飆升情況下，真的不合理的。我們看到一年前和一年後相差的價錢， 唔係幾個 percent， 唔係咁樣，而係廿幾三十個 percent， 有啲成倍添，即係咁嘅情況。咁所以頭先我哋有啲同事都提及到，即係都好希望你競委會，即係一個比較特定啲嘅嗰個關注點咧。我就當然我知道競委會，你話會唔會係將一個重點或者全部放曬喺度，我覺得又未必，但係你要有一啲相應嘅措施咧，係有所關注，即係點能夠喺一個即係公平競爭之下，唔會俾人圍標，唔會俾人喺一個即係喺犯咗競爭法嘅依一個條例下邊，即係有咩方法能夠你哋可以就唔係等於一種手勢，而係希望一種係有一種進取嘅進取嘅方式，能夠去提供俾我哋嗰啲嘅即係大家嘅要準備維修嘅業主，我覺得呢啲咧係真係好重要。就當然你話好多困難，呢個肯定㗎啦，因為事實唔係咁容易打擊嘅咁但係嘅期望咧，我亦好希望能夠競委會喺呢方面真係俾到啲即係成績，或者俾到啲即係辦法出嚟咁呢個係我都希望能夠。李生能夠俾呢個都有一啲比較具體啲意見能夠俾到我哋嘅，多謝主席。
鄭麗瓊議員。
咁我哋見得到好多時大廈維修咧叫價低者得，咁其實嗰個價低咧講得難聽啲咧都係非常之高價噶啦。咁嗰、那個情況咧就係、是、業主有陣時因為要完成咗屋宇署嘅命令咧，係真係好無奈地咧要做。又或者遇到而家嗰啲三十年樓齡以上嘅驗窗驗樓底下咧，就可能寧願嗱嗱做大維修咧，去解決咗未來五年嘅驗樓嘅問題。咁我覺得呢一度一連串嘅工作咧，可能係需要屋宇署加埋廉政公署。咁就算有啲大廈就要聲明，喂你落標咧，唔該你簽一個 declaration， 簽一個聲明，話你唔會去夾埋去抬高個造價，夾埋去一個壟斷啊、圍標各樣嘢，但係啲業主都覺得簽咗都唔知道有冇用，錢我就出咗啦。咁所以咧，其實民主黨做咗好多呢一個係反圍標、反壟斷嘅工作。其實我好希望民政事務處又好、廉政公署又好，其實係可以俾多啲教育啲業主。好多時喺投票嘅時候咧，就可能得10% 業主去決定嗰個大廈嘅個維修造價。但之後出咗嚟咧，就大家譁然再去反對咧，其實令到個法團咧係好無奈咧，收5% 又去反對。好彩未簽約就做到啫，簽咗約就大家都洗濕個頭咧，就乜嘢都做唔到個情況啦。咁所以咧，我好希望呢一個嘅將來嗰個競爭條例個立法咧，係必須要對於大廈維修呢一方面咧，確係絕對影響民生嘅。因為每一個業主幾乎每十年就要儲10萬、8萬就要做維修，其實呢個都是一個很重的負擔嚟嘅。唔該。
好，仲有冇其他同事有提問嘅？如果冇咧，我都有一個提問就係、是事實上而家市面上講，即係好多業主覺得圍標咧，實際上佢哋因為個價錢貴，你問佢哋能唔能夠俾到一啲舉證啊？其實大家都冇喎。只不過係一種即係感覺上係有圍標，咁其實競委會會唔會列出一啲叫做即係圍標嘅一啲基本嘅即係徵狀，令到我哋作為業主可以有一個了解，譬如話價錢同點樣，有啲乜嘢可以令到大家都知道嗰樣係圍標，佢可以主動地去舉報，而唔係咧估下估下。老實講，而家估咧，大家都以為係有可能未必係嘅。咁呢個其實亦都加重咗你哋去作為一個調查時間，即係可能當中有好多無謂嘅 case 咧，就因為咁樣而多嘥咗你哋嘅時間。能唔能夠俾一啲表徵出嚟？究竟圍標大概佢嘅表徵係點樣？令到我哋業主、我哋議員可以幫手一齊監察，可以協助去舉報咧？咁樣我都有咁嘅提問。好，睇下競委會嗰邊啦。
Okay, starting first with the just request for more information, and I'll tie it into the last question as well. The committee, in addition to its enforcement role once the law comes into effect, so at the moment, unfortunately, the economic crime of bid rigging is still not a crime, there's no law against that in Hong Kong. But in addition to the enforcement work, we do have an advocacy role, so the commission will be looking at economic structures, for example. We can look at how economic structures work within the community to encourage or discourage anti-competitive behaviour. So that's one of the functions of the commission.
another in terms of its educative role in specific issues. There are some telltale signs of bid rigging which don't just relate to price. Some of them sound a bit comical, but sometimes bidders, when they've colluded, submit bids which have the same typing, same spelling mistakes in them or errors. They can look very similar. So there's possibility of releasing guidance on that sort of information. But in terms of, you're quite right, in terms of gathering evidence against bid rigging, it's not enough for people to say, I'm paying more than I want to pay. We do need more evidence than that. One of the key ways that competition authorities elsewhere in the world gather this evidence is through something called a leniency or immunity policy. What that does is it offers one member of a cartel effectively the first person through the door, leniency to tell on all the other members of the cartel, to inform the commission about the existence of the cartel. These have proven effective elsewhere in the world, and it's certainly something that the commission is going to introduce. There was a question about whether there had been a review of the 2013 policy. I don't know the answer to that. It's of the colleagues in the police, so I'll leave that question for now. But certainly, and there's another question about sanctions and what can be done. The commission can seek, if it has enough evidence to prove a contravention of the ordinance, it can seek take action in the competition tribunal, seeking fines or civil pecuniary penalties, they're called, of up to 10% of a company's Hong Kong turnover. It can also seek other orders, such as disqualification orders against directors. And importantly, these provisions are not limited to just action taken against companies. Individuals who aid and abet a contravention of the competition ordinance may also be found to have contravened the law. So there are some reasonable sanctions under the ordinance, and once it's in full operation, I'm in position to consider any complaints that people have about bid rigging or other anti-competitive practices, and certainly welcome them.
好，仲有冇？仲有冇補充？冇嘅，我哋同事有冇問題？佢嘅頭先講咗㗎喇，佢話冇。其他警務處有冇？簡Sir有冇？冇。好，咁即係冇人答到你啦。係啦。OK，好。大家仲有冇其他問題？如果冇嘅话呢，咁我哋都喺度有一个提示嘅，就请各位议员留意，秘书处已经喺琴日10月15号呢，将竞争事务委员会同埋通讯事务管理局喺10月9号发表嘅竞争条例所要求嘅六份草拟指引呢，包括条例嘅三项竞争守则，第一行为守则、第二行为守则同埋合并守则，以及竞委会处理投诉、进行调查及考虑豁除及豁免申请的程序的网址呢，就电邮给大家的了，那给大家知识，因为那份都好像很大沓的资料来的，那不是很方便印出来，那都在网上面的了。如果大家没有其他提问的话呢，那我们这个议程就到这里结束了，麻烦三位，麻烦。好，那我跟着将个时间交给主席主持了。